This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The story's up at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrugReport.com. It's the Associated Press. Pope says that Trump isn't a Christian. A foreign leader, they call it a sovereign government. When you go to the Vatican, they say we're the oldest sovereign government in the world. Doesn't pay taxes to anybody. Has 200-foot walls. Nobody's allowed in, except who they say. And then he tells Trump, anyone that builds walls isn't a Christian. You're not a Christian. He's in, a foreign religious leader is here, involved in our politics. Let me tell you, buddy, you're the one that isn't a Christian. And that's what most Catholics think, too. The other pope had to step down under blackmail. That's another coup. I'm telling you, we got the head of Alipac, alipac.us, William Gein here with us. There's a global coup with these mega bankers and socialists like this pope working together. This is the takeover.
And I've not heard the pope's comments, but that is terrible. I'll have to check it, because if he did say that, that's sacrilegious. No person is supposed to judge the soul of another person. The Bible cautions strictly against casting judgment like that.
Yeah, but let me put it on screen for you, the AP and the Drudge Report. Let's put Drudge Report up on screen real quick. And we'll hold you over a little bit if you can do it so you can finish up, sir. Let's put Drudge on screen. Pope picks fight with Trump. Pope says birth control okay. And the headline a minute ago was, you know, says not Christian, but here it is from AP, says he's not Christian because he wants a wall. So there you go, sir. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, you know, they had to talk the Pope out of illegally crossing the border. He wanted to walk across our border and disrespect our laws and sovereignty and make some big point on behalf of illegal immigrants. And you know, what we need to do right now, we've got about 48 hours till there's a big primary in South Carolina.
He's trying to start a stampede to have folks come across the border. Sorry. Well, get back to how we stop them.
Well, the stampede is home now because word has reached all of the different regions of the earth that the American defense systems, as far as our border security and immigration laws, have been completely sabotaged within. They're not.
Shields are down. It's advertised in the newspaper.
And come on in. And that's what they're doing. They're flowing in from Cuba and Asia, and it's happening. And our Border Patrol has been ordered to just stand there and not do their jobs. And that's what's happening as the American public is rising up. Stop it. The elections. The thing that stopped them from passing. We share, Alipac shares a responsibility for what Obama's done with his orders, because he did his orders after we stopped their legislative amnesty 5 times since 2006. Now, the thing that's been scaring them the most for the last 2 years was the miraculous defeat of Eric Cantor. It doesn't matter if you support Trump or Cruz or who you plan to elect for president, if the Congress continues to support amnesty like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Now, at this moment, we've identified 178 Republicans that secretively support amnesty for illegal immigrants. And they're on a thing in the top section of our alipac.us website called the Cantor List. We need the following. We need challenger, GOP challenger candidates for every target on the Cantor List. For those races where there are already challengers going after those targets on the Cantor List, we need them to get in contact with Alipac, fill out a short survey so that we can start sending in volunteers and small donors and the type of support that we use to overthrow Eric Cantor. 3, we've already endorsed 49 incumbent members of Congress and about 16 challengers that need volunteers, need voters, need contributions, and Alipac needs contributions so that we can take down these Republicans. The bottom line to it is, any Republican like Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor that supports amnesty or paid for the amnesty with the December omnibus bill is out of sync with over 90% of their GOP base. But you've got to have a candidate, and you've got to have organization, and you've got to, you know, focus people nationally.
And people are finally upset. They're finally awake. They're finally mad. And now is the time. People finally get it. And folks need to support Alipac.us.
One quick big danger, though. Our supporters of Alipac polling are showing that most of them support Trump and about a third of them support Ted Cruz. And we understand that that's important to everybody, and we fully respect that. That's why we're targeting and asking everybody to make sure they reject the amnesty supporters, Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. However, the glamour and the attention of the presidential campaigns has a danger. If everybody gets so immersed in what Donald Trump's saying...
Hold on. Do three more minutes with us on the other side if you can to get to that key danger. Then we're talking to our reporters in Southwest Texas.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
America and the Western world can turn into a surveillance dungeon if you're a citizen, but if you're an illegal from China, areas of Europe, Latin America, anywhere, mainly criminals fleeing, you just come right in. IDs aren't even looked at. From Texas airports to New York airports, it's in the news now. They just go, oh, we're just told to do this. We're not going to tell you why. But man, if they catch you with grape jelly in your bag flying back from a farmer's market in the Midwest, like they did me, why is this here? We may charge you with this. And I was like, I don't know. I got some other vegetables here. I went to farmer's market. I thought I'd give my mom a present. They just flipped out on me and, you know, kept me there for 25 minutes and almost put me to jail. Because I'm a prize, you see, with no criminal record and everything else. That's who they want to get their little mitty mitts on. William Gein, the head of Valley Pack, is our guest. He's about to leave us. He was just talking about, regardless of what happened to Scalia, they opened the door up, not having an autopsy, having him, you know, within a day already at the coroner, so secretive, now changing their story over and over again. We've got big breaking news on that front with our reporters that are at the ranch just now about to leave. And they've been harassed, you name it. We've got HD drone footage of it all. We've talked to both judges, went into her actual offices, into her chambers when she wouldn't talk to us. Just amazing. We got Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, has now joined our team as well. We're going to David Knight and him in just a moment. But just finishing up, you said there's a danger in having the main focus just be on the presidential race. And you said you're back on the two candidates. Just to recap for folks that just joined us, Trump or Cruz, who actually have a record of saying, hey, we'll control the borders, which is just default sovereignty that they've now branded as racism, like not letting the school teach your five-year-old how to have gay sex is homophobic. I mean, literally, this is a cultural takeover. What's the final warning you had for people?
Real quick, what was that investigator's name you just read, Alex? Wayne?
Wayne Madsen and a lot of other investigators that I have five reporters down there that have been down there for 2 days.
So your team is on it, and I hope you can look into this guy, John Poindexter, that found Scalia, that they say is a big Democratic Party donor. You know, was Obama's death handled by Democrats? Was he found by Democrats? That's important stuff.
No, it's a Democrat-run county, Democrat judges, Democrat higher up that gets awards from Obama personally.
And I'm like, oh, he's dead. Bag him, tag him, wash him up. Listen, we need people to focus on these congressional GOP primary races. It's not as flashy as what's going on with Scalia or Trump. And I know it's a bit of the grind work, but people need to remember what it felt like when Eric Cantor fell, when we took him down. People need to remember what it felt like when John McCain got reelected last time in the Senate, telling everybody he wouldn't support amnesty anymore, walked up there and boom, passed Rubio's amnesty in 2013. You know our candidate in Arizona is up against John McCain right now. Dr. Kelly Ward is polling higher than McCain because as Bush's campaign falters, the Bush allies like McCain are polling down. As Cruz and Trump make illegal immigration the top issue of...
I think Trump ought to weigh in. That's a really great strategy. I'm going to try to get this message to him. He ought to weigh in and say, save the Congress, take out these bad senators that help fund ISIS like McCain and who are for open borders. He ought to become a political juggernaut, not just for himself, but start lashing out at the political level as a field marshal. Boy, that would even get him up in the polls.
Well, there's some perils there, too, for him. I understand the thought, but there's also some perils in him doing that. But I can tell you this. You and your audience, Michael Savage and a few others, you actually have the platforms that are the most perfect for getting the focus on these. There's 178 members, Republican members of Congress that are ready to vote with the Democrats to make all this mayhem with illegal immigration permanent and sustained and unstoppable. And we have to take down some of them in these GOP primaries. And some of the states, the primaries have already come and gone, and we didn't have a candidate. We didn't have that reach that we need. So we're trying very hard with the Cantor list. And one of the secret weapons that we have now is that the campaign manager, a young man named Zach Wirl, he's the one that defeated Eric Cantor in Virginia in 2014. He's now working for many insurgent candidates. He even has a book out called How to Bag a Rhino, which describes for fledgling campaigns how they defeated Eric Cantor, who outspent our guy 40-1.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, William Gein. We'll be talking to you again very, very soon.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes, folks, ahead of Alley Pack. It is such an incredible time to be alive right now. I mean, that's all I can say. I want to go to our reporters on the ground. They're now all together, four reporters and our great cameraman and drone operator, Josh Owens. And then coming up, after the bottom of the hour, there is just huge military news, huge world news, huge economy news, huge science news, huge energy news, and then race-baiting news. Obama is clearly trying to cook something up with the media to cause a whole new explosion of Black Lives Matter, police shooting garbage coming up towards the election. He's meeting with all the folks getting that lined up. They've got just all the usual suspects, these rappers, you know, that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars running around trying to stir up race war. Just an absolute push on that front. We're going to be going over all of it. But the big story, I'm going to go back into and play more of the clips, is Trump vows, elect me and you'll find out who really knocked down the Twin Towers. And the media's trying to act like, you know, that he's this demon. That's what Congress said is in the 28 pages. But he knows the public's ignorant, so he goes, there are these secret pages, and if you let me, I'll get them out. Knowing they'll attack him, saying it's a conspiracy theory, and then he's got them again. I mean, the way he plays the media, because they follow such a shake and bake operation. I mean, it's so formulaic. We're going to get to all of that coming up. This is really an exciting time to be alive. But first, let's get in to the situation. And we've got our reporters, I believe, by phone, because the internet's not good out there at the ranch. Soon they'll be back into a town, the ranch where Scalia died, where I bet you can even rent the room, I guess. There's just no crime scene, no tape. Just, you know, probably didn't bury him right there at the ranch that morning. Just somebody made a phone call and said it was natural causes. Just ignore the state law. And we have sheriff deputies saying, yeah, we would never do that here, but now we do. The one case, just the Supreme Court justice, key person. Nothing to see here. Move along. But look at the Washington Post. This is emblematic of thousands of articles every few hours attacking yours truly and Donald Trump and Michael Savage. Because we dared to come out. I did Saturday. Savage did on Monday. Trump did on Monday. Why those conspiracy theories about Scalia's death don't add up? Oh, the Washington Post is telling me what does and doesn't add up now. Thank you so much, Washington Post. Thank you for telling me how reality really works. And it says, the gauziness quickly developed into a full-fledged conspiracy theory over the causes of his death, jumping quickly from the expected vector of universal conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to conservative talk radio to the Republican frontrunner. And then it goes on. I love that. I think I'm going to have a liner about how I am the universal vector of liberty, of questioning known liars, of hitting the barbed wire first, of not waiting like a coward, of putting reporters in. We're getting threatened, by the way, down there. Yes, you mean universal courage, universal will? And I'm not up here bragging. I mean, I'm here to fight, though. They want to fight? They better believe they got one. And hey, you can blow me away and win. Show everybody how big you are. I care about winning the long game for humanity. Something you don't get, New World Order. I don't want to be destroyed. My flesh does it, but my spirit stands like a promontory of rock, marble out in the middle of the ocean, and the waves can crash all they want. You're not taking that truth down. Let's go to Wayne Madison first. We're going to just do 5 minutes or so with each reporter because they're filing HD reports that are more important, just getting updates for the safety. Wayne Madison's joined the crew. He was already in El Paso. He'll give us his updates. Then David Knight. Then we're going to go to Wayne Madison, Joe Biggs, and then Kit Daniels. I also want to get Josh in here today to get his take on things. So sorry to confuse things. Let's go to David Knight. David, what has happened since we talked to you yesterday?
Well, Alex, since we talked yesterday, we went in and we talked to a former deputy that worked under this sheriff. We talked to him about several instances that had happened in the past where procedure was not followed. One particular case where a lady died on some railroad tracks. The railroad investigators wanted this treated as foul play. But this sheriff and the judge, Guevara, who phoned in the inquest and said that this was natural causes, ruled that to be a suicide. And the train investigator said, no, this body looked like she was placed there unconscious. They wanted to have some more investigation done. But we also talked to him about things that had been done within the department. He is now running against that sheriff. And one of the key reasons that he's running against him is because the law is not always consistently applied to everyone. Sometimes they just tell everybody move along. There's nothing to see here when it's somebody that they think they know that's involved in this. Other times they will be a little bit more rough-handed. See, that's why we're here, Alex. I'm really sick and tired of a government that waives the rules, waives the procedures whenever they want to. That was what Scalia was about. Scalia fought against the whole idea that the Constitution was a living document that could be reinterpreted by people.
No, he was a strict, follow the letter of the law.
Exactly. So when we see a situation, we've got them saying, okay, ignore the laws, we're going to stand down the border. Ignore the standard operating procedure. We're just going to, we got a phone and a pen, we're just going to phone in the inquest here. We don't have
and then
to
they
see
freak
anything
out and act like we're bad. Stay there, I want to come back to you, then Wayne Madison, then the rest of the crew. But, Nico Acosta, our lead, he's the head producer here, does an amazing job. He's got family down in that area. He says he doesn't even go down there. It's so scary and dangerous. So, you know, that's the whole point. You're in the middle of a basic danger zone with the Mexican drug cartels burying people all over the place. I like going down there because it's really cool. I mean, it's just the wild, wild west, folks. But, I mean, it's famously corrupt down there. And Scalia just, I tell you, we got to question this. We'd be crazy if we didn't. And police detectives everywhere are questioning it as well.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a man who's hearing this sound more often? Do you wake up several times a night to pee? It could be your prostate, because an aging prostate can lead to more frequent urges to urinate. So what can you do? Call now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Peak Life Prostate, our number one non-prescription formula for prostate health. For the small cost of shipping and handling, a free bottle can be yours. For details, call 1-800-936-5416. Peak Life Prostate works because it has a special ingredient that's clinically shown to support normal prostate size. You'll have fewer urges to urinate, and you'll wake up less at night to go, so you can live your life with more energy, more intimacy, and less flushing. Hurry, get your bottle of Peak Life Prostate while supplies last. Call 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416.
Going after the Pope after our guests leave us. The average wall size, I looked it up, is over 200 feet. Some of them are 300 feet tall at the Vatican. They are the tallest walls in the world and the thickest. and it has some of the hardcore security, but he's at the border trying to walk across in a stunt and saying Donald Trump isn't a Christian, that he is excommunicated, basically, that he's sent to hell. I mean, that is just crazy, 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 crazy. Everything is happening now. The globalists are in their full push, and he's called for a world government. Going back to David Knight, then on the next segment I'm going to our other reporters. But David, putting bookends on this, you're down there. You've got this interview with the sheriff's deputy. That's on InfoWars.com. He's running against the sheriff, saying, no, this is our SOP. We don't do this except for this one sheriff. That's why I'm running against him, with the dead girl on the tracks. And then you've got all this other weirdness. And Biggs has been, and you guys, they've been really rude to you guys. I'm surprised they haven't tried to throw you out. What's been happening on that front?
Well, we're, it's been a bit strange on that. You know, I've been shooting pictures of some occultic artwork that's here that's just really over the top, Alex. I mean, they've got a lot of Southwest artwork. They got some cowboy stuff. They've got some Mexican artwork and everything. But then, you know, this is beyond the Day of the Dead type of thing. I mean, this is really insane. And when I look at this stuff that I've been looking at this morning, it raises questions to me, not only about, you know, this ranch, but it raises questions about the Pope, who is in Mexico. And instead of talking about the synergism with the occultic religions and Christianity in Mexico, which is predominantly Roman Catholic, instead of using his influence there to try to purge that occultic influence out, he accuses Donald Trump as being the point man for our border policy, a policy to, he wants to take the border down. And that's, he's been on the side of globalism every time you turn around, whether it's the open borders or whether it's climate change so we can have a global regime to control the economies. I mean, the Pope has advocated that in his encyclical last year. This is a guy who is not about religion. If he was, he'd be trying to purge out these occultic influences.
The New World Order is in full gallop. They on every front, this is the assault. This is the takeover. We're now living it, David, and we're the ones that exposed it, so we have great credibility now. I don't even like being at the tip of the spear, but what is it like for you to go from 4 years ago being in an InfoWars video contest, not even a winner, but did a great job, to being a finalist, and then coming here, moving your family here from the Carolinas? Again, it's not about us, but it's about the experience of seeing liberty rise, being at the very crest of that wave. How do you think the enemy's going to strike back, David?
Well, it's been a real experience, and I tell you, I'm really grateful to be a part of this, Alex. But to see what we've seen here in microcosm, the collusion of the small local politicians with the small local media and say, you know, we're not going to talk to you about the questions that you've got. They ask us some other questions. We'll answer those questions, but not your questions, and we're not going to talk to you. To see that happen, to see the stand down of the law not being applied equally across the board, to say that we're going to interpret it as we wish. And that's what we're seeing at the national level. But to see that here on a very small scale in microcosm, that really kind of nails down what this is all about. And when I look at the Scalia family coming back and saying, look, we have no doubt that it's natural causes. Let's just move on.
Hey, he's a public figure. He's a public figure.
Exactly.
He's equivalent to like almost a president or a vice president. We have rights, too, okay? We have rights.
Yeah.
They didn't follow the law, and it's very suspicious, this whole thing. And now they've changed the story again and said there was no pillow on his face, as if we made that up, David.
I would say to them, I'm very sorry for your loss, but understand that when you encourage people to not pay attention to the law, to not follow standard operating procedures, you are moving against the legacy of your father. He doesn't like, that's not what he stood for. And the public deserves better than that. That's the real issue. And we see people who are now, there's been a real concerted movement within the mainstream press, with Fox News, with CNN, to bring out people who were family or friends saying, oh, yeah, he was at death's door. Well, if he was at death's door, why would he come out here? Why would he sign the release that all of us had to sign when we came in here saying medical care is hours and hours away? Just be aware of this when you come in here. We're not liable if you get sick and die or if you get hurt out here. We're not going to be able to get you to medical care. Why would somebody who had been given a death sentence, supposedly, by this doctor and not told that he couldn't travel, tells his security guards to stand down. I mean, none of this makes any sense. The same people who were saying some of these things a couple of days ago on Sunday, right after he died, a friend who had traveled with him to do a legal speaking tour in Shanghai and Hong Kong had said, I've never seen him more vital. He's very strong. He's engaging everyone, doing everything. And then now all of a sudden he's dead. I just don't understand it. Now he comes out and changes the tune and says, he'll never play tennis again.
Yeah, this is a big deal, folks. They have really, really, really bit off more than they can chew. We're going to come back with Wayne Madsen. Thank you, David Knight.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are on the march. We are on the march. This is an emergency transmission globally.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
Sorcerers of death's construction.
Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction.
They're the bassist who wrote these songs. He is quite the poet.
As war machine
keeps turning.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
politicians hide themselves away. They only started the wars. Treating us just like pawns in chess. Wait till their judgment day comes. Back, but I'm just going to talk like 4 or 5 minutes to each reporter that we have left down there because they got some big stuff they're working on. I'm going to leave it at that. Probably the biggest yet in their investigation was a bunch of HD reports that Joe Biggs has filed, that they've all filed. They're excellent. David Knight has filed. They're all up on Infowars.com. We should probably create a tab and get all these great reports and just create a special section on the side for the next week or two, you know, where we have a page where we kind of put all this reported because it's so good. I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle because, I mean, sitting there over the phone talking about this isn't as powerful as actually seeing the reports. In fact, I'm not even airing those reports. And the HD footage they're getting with the drone, I thought I was watching IMAX earlier if you're watching us on TV. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show to see it. I mean, they must have stocked elk out there. It's a 30,000-acre ranch, and they were flying at sunset, like 10 feet above elk. I thought it was good when Dude got a bunch of sharks and dolphins on tape off the Carolinas. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, this is better than National Geographic, and it just shows now that the technology's gotten inexpensive enough for all the great artists out there, like Josh Owens. And Josh ought to be a reporter, too. He's just as smart as the rest of the crew are smarter. I love my crew, folks. I just absolutely love them. And I've also learned to work through getting so angry at the globalists that I don't blow up at the crew like I used to. I didn't do it a lot. But I would just get so mad about wanting to do 20 things and so angry that I would just blow up. And now I just learn, you know, I prayed about it, and I just do not get as upset as I used to, and I'm getting a lot better. Because, I mean, I will end up having a heart attack when I'm 50 or 60 if I continue to get – I mean, when I get angry on air, folks, that is not a game. That is me being a spoiled brat because I'm sick of all this. It's so ridiculous what's going on. I start thinking about it, I get angry. We're going to go back to our reporters, Wayne Madsen, here in just one moment. Please don't forget, even though computers and cameras and things have gotten more inexpensive, travel hasn't, taxes, regulations, legal, all of it, licensing, it is, let's just say it's part of running an operation, and I'm not complaining. I used to get mad about all the little things to deal with when I just want to report and cover news, but I realize it's part of the fight is being able to get the trash picked up and put the light bulbs in and fix the refrigerators and fix the air conditioners and take care of somebody when they're in a car wreck like we're doing today with one of our crew. Michelle, we need to pray for her, almost broke her back. You know, things like that. That's what it comes down to, running a real operation. And yes, we're a free market business, but business isn't our end game. Not that that's dirty or bad. That's what brings innovation and choices. But we are a business to be able to fight the globalists. That's our mission. But we are a business in that we sell things and high-quality products to fund our informational warfare operation. And folks, we are warfare. We are the organic response to the globalists. We're what's left of America with you, desperately battling as hard as we can, and we need your financial support. We sell the very best products you're going to find, the nutraceuticals, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, you name it. And we have a whole bunch of specials running right now. 20% off Super Female and Super Male Vitality separately or together. 20% off a huge special on this game-changing nutraceutical. Find out why it's got 4.8-star reviews on average in third-party review sites. It is amazing. Liver Shield sold out for 2 months that you take with the Oxy Powder. It is back. Available right now at InfowarsLife.com. So you can do that liver gallbladder cleanse if you want. That is now back and available. Also, we have a lot of other amazing products as well. Anthroplex will sell out. You had to go back to the regular prices. We're almost sold out. And then we're going to hold back a few hundred bottles for folks that are signing up for auto ship. It'll effectively be sold out probably by tomorrow, but the good news is it'll only be for a few weeks. InfowarsLife.com. Find out why it's so amazing. Some people like this formula better than Supermail. Some folks like the other formula. They both complement each other. They're built to stack together. So if you want to know what you really should be feeling like, if you weren't under all the chemical and estrogen attack, in my opinion, get a bottle of Supermail Vitality
and or Anthroplex together or Super Female Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com, energy, libido, stamina is what it's done for me at a level I've never seen. It blows away the competition, and your purchase makes everything we're doing here possible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I've got to get into the Pope. I've got to get into Trump. I've got to get into all this stuff, and I want to go back to our reporters. Let's go to Wayne Madsen, who first flew into El Paso from the East Coast and then linked up yesterday with our reporters that have been out at the ranch and at the county seat there talking to the judges, deputies. The sheriff runs when he sees our crew. Madsen's interviewed or was able to talk to the funeral home that, yeah, they dumped his blood down the drain. Didn't have a feeling just save some of that? Maybe there should be an investigation? Oh, no. It was very clear. Get this done quickly. So, Wayne, you've had time to drill into this more. We've got one of the sons of Scalia coming out saying it distracts from his legacy. Well, he was a strict constitutionalist. He would want the law to be followed. He would want there to be an autopsy in his death, wouldn't he? But regardless, they're changing their stories over and over again. In 4 minutes, encapsulate what you're working on right now, Wayne.
Well, Alex, I think one of the most interesting stories we ran across is the fact that the local airport here, the Cipolo Creek Ranch Airport, handles Gulfstream jets. And on Saturday morning, when they discovered Scalia's body, there were three Gulfstreams, three private jets at that airport, more than the normal number of jets there. So we know that VIPs come in and out of this particular resort, the ranch where Scalia was. And we know there's been a lot of Hollywood types. They actually filmed part of the movie with Tommy Lee Jones, No Country for Old Men, right here at this ranch. But it begs the question, if there were three Gulfstreams at the airport, these Gulfstreams, it's well within their range to fly directly to Washington. Why didn't they arrange to get Scalia's body on one of those jets, fly him directly to National Airport, and either take the body to Bethesda Naval Hospital?
Because Bethesda and others, as you've said 100 times,
right,
over and over again, do the autopsy and say Pat Tillman was murdered. They say Ron Brown, Commerce Secretary, was murdered 45 right. in the head. They continue to actually do their job and would have been an autopsy. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so the issue is then they call a funeral home. Instead of 30 minutes away in Marfa, they go to Alpine, Texas, which is an hour from here. They get a hearse from there to come to the ranch and then transport the body at least 3 hours with the hearse and an accompanying SUV, which apparently had marshals, Navy Secret Service, other law enforcement types, to El Paso, where they, of course, embalm the body. No medical examiner involvement at all. I understand that if he were flown to Virginia, and I assume it's the same in the District of Columbia, the body would have been taken to a hospital where the pathologist would have consulted with the medical examiner on at least the disposal of the fluids after embalming. But there would have certainly been great pressure on the Scalia family to conduct an autopsy. None of this was done. It looks like they delayed as long as they possibly could, getting his body back to Washington embalmed. And now there's reports, of course, that in his will he requested to be cremated, which flies against the Opus Dei sect of Catholicism that he was a member of. Very traditionalist Latin Mass. He attended St. Patrick's Cathedral in Washington, which is a Latin Mass church. And then that doesn't fly with all the occult artwork we've seen around here. How in the world does he explain that? It's almost like a scene out of Dan Brown's Angels and Demons when you look at some of the odd artwork and sculptures.
Then you've got Poindexter that was in commanded extremely clandestine operations in Vietnam and getting this special award from the president and being a huge donor and running two big brokerage firms with heavy CIA connections.
That's right. And the other thing here is, you know, that this can accommodate about 50 people. We understand that it's always usually men that come here. Of course, that may go along with hunting parties, but, women hunt too. So it's only 50, but it looks like it could be a perfect place for a miniature version of the Bohemian Grove. You might call this the Bohemian Chaparral out in this part of Texas, but it's totally remote. There's nothing around here. The main Texas highway is a couple of miles away, but it'd be perfect. There's very spotty phone reception here. It's all done.
It's the perfect place to control the narrative. And let's just say it, the government is incredibly corrupt. It's probably the most corrupt area of Texas. It basically is Mexico. Massive corruption, massive murders, massive drug dealing, massive corruption in law enforcement. I mean, it's well known that Southwest Texas is just incredibly corrupt.
This ranch, yes, this ranch sits between the international border at Presidio, but it sits between that and an internal border patrol border where they check for people. So it's sort of like no man's land here. It's in the kind of a neutral zone.
Well, it's beautiful out there, but it is dangerous, and it is scary in a lot of the towns, as you know, and it is just very, very, very suspicious. Are you leaning more towards foul play or less?
I'm thinking that if this is type of place, and it would be very interesting to find out who else was at this particular get-together, who's been at previous ones. There's a guest book in the lobby. The last entry's 2013, so obviously there's a lot of people that come here that don't sign that. But it would be very interesting to see who's been out here in the nature of especially government VIPs. We still don't know who Scalia traveled with, this close friend of his from Washington, D.C. But we know in the past that when Scalia has come here to go quail hunting at other ranches, he's been with Dick Cheney.
Everything is, and Cheney said no comment when he was asked. This is a seismic event.
Yeah,
undoubted.
Yeah, everybody would say that when a close friend dies, and you know, at least he would say, "I'm so sorry to hear it," but you know, no comment. That's I guess quintessential Dick Cheney. A guy's a whack job anyway.
All right, thank you, Wayne. You'll pass the phone to Joe Biggs. I want to get a brief take from him, and I've got to get to the Trump Pope news. There's just so much news here. That's just overwhelming. Let's go ahead and go to Joe Biggs. Joe, I know you guys are planning right before you leave, or undoubtedly listening, to go talk to some of the folks in the ranch. You got cut off yesterday because I had a guest on, but just to condense it, you've been harassed. They've been rude to you. They made comments. Has more of that happened? What are your other observations?
No, they've kind of pulled back. You know, last night at dinner, Wayne and David were having a conversation, and they were kind of talking politics. And the politics didn't quite agree to George Poindexter's point man here, the basically the manager of the property, and he kind of got a little upset based off their political views. And him and his buddy kind of got up and walked off, and we haven't seen him since today. There's actually no one here today except for the cooking staff. But you know, yesterday was really interesting. You know, we had a chance to speak to this man who was going to be running against the current sheriff here, the guy that dealt with the whole Scalia incident on Saturday. And this man was a former deputy. And I got to asking him, I said, what are some of the cases you've worked? I want to get an idea of your standard operating procedures when dealing with finding a body. And he said, it's interesting you say that. He said, one of the last cases I worked was an instance where we got a call. There was a body out in the middle of the field out here. And he's going over his, his procedures.
That's what's screaming,
he goes, all right, we showed up. There's a body here. They cordon off the area. Then they set up a perimeter around the body, and they started gathering evidence. They found out this was an illegal alien who came over. And immediately they contact the judge. They ordered an autopsy or asked for an autopsy. They were granted that. But for some reason, you have a man like Supreme Court Justice Scalia who is, for some reason, denied. So their normal standard operating procedure when dealing with
every SOP at every level has been ignored. This is ridiculous. And they changed the stories over and over again, Joe. I mean, this is like the Hastings. This is how I got to know you. Hastings wrote a couple profiles on you, was embedded with you, multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, was reported on you getting blown up and shot up and the rest of it. But then he calls family and says, Homeland Security's after me. I've got the goods. He just gone on TV days before and says there's a takeover of the government. There's a war on journalists. I'm about to break the biggest story ever. His car blows up. The engine shoots hundreds of yards down the road. And then his wife, you're at the funeral. You've told the whole story. I'm just condensing it. Says, oh, yeah, they killed him. I'm going to get these bastards. Then she goes on Piers Morgan and says, it's totally normal. The car just blew up. And she was in the National Security Council. I mean, she is a spook. And he obviously probably was one as well. You said you were in serious combat with him. He just loved it. And all other journalists would crap themselves. And so it's the same deal. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is even more ridiculous than Hastings, though, in my view. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the same thing that's unfolding. The sheriff has changed his story. Poindexter, the man who owns this property, has changed his story now twice. And you've got this man with such an important position in our country. And they go to two judges, and they're like, well, we can't be there, so we want to pass on to another person. It goes to a third person, and they're here. They can make it here in 40 minutes. We've made this drive from this ranch to Marfa numerous times in the past few days. It is not a hard task to do. And yet this
yeah, you're not going to go look at a Supreme Court justice? I mean, these are elected people. Okay, they want to be on the news. They want to get attention. Do your job, like judge told Kit. Yeah, we should have done our job.
Yeah, I mean, there's apparently a lot of important business in small-town Marfa, Alex, that's too important to deal with someone of that stature. And that's what's really weird. We've got a sheriff who has dropped the ball numerous times. Now, Kit will get more into the sheriff, but there's a few things about this man. He is known to whenever there's, you know, crime scenes, there's been homicides, whatever it may be, he passes it off to his deputy, the deputy that is now going to be running against him. So this deputy actually has training in dealing with homicides, cordoning off the area, doing like basically like a tactical side exploitation where they go in, rope the area off, gather evidence, submit the evidence, come to a conclusion, and then go through the proper steps.
And you interviewed him, and he said they violated SOP. The video's up on Infowars.com. Great job, Joe Biggs. I know you're about to file a bunch of reports and do some final key missions. When are you guys planning to come back to Austin?
We are getting kicked out of here at 1 o'clock. That's our end time, so we've got about 20 minutes. We're about to pack up the cars and roll out.
All right, well, bring Wayne Madsen to us. I want to get you all in studio here to really break this down in detail, hopefully tomorrow. We'll be back with Donald Trump, the pump, the Pope, and more. Stay with us. It's such a huge situation with the 9/11 truth.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you a man who's hearing this sound more often? Do you wake up several times a night to pee? It could be your prostate, because an aging prostate can lead to more frequent urges to urinate. So what can you do? Call now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Peak Life Prostate, our number one non-prescription formula for prostate health. For the small cost of shipping and handling, a free bottle can be yours. For details, call 1-800-936-5416. Peak Life Prostate works because it has a special ingredient that's clinically shown to support normal prostate size. You'll have fewer urges to urinate, and you'll wake up less at night to go, so you can live your life with more energy, more intimacy, and less flushing. Hurry, get your bottle of Peak Life Prostate while supplies last. Call 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You look
like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one.
Pope Francis is the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Devil in disguise.
You know.
You fool me with your kisses. You cheated.
We're going to cover the Scalia thing more tomorrow. But it's bigger than Scalia, as I've been saying. It's about the public doesn't believe these known liars. And the way they would criticize everybody for saying there should be an autopsy and changing your stories and there's a pillow over the head. This is crazy. And I see the polls and the numbers and the comments on even mainstream websites. 80-90% say they think there's a cover-up. That's like 92% in the average national poll think that there was more than one shooter for Kennedy and the CIA is the main suspect. I premiered, along with George Norrie, the original, the first E. Howard Hunt deathbed confession for running the operation to kill Kennedy. He sued the spotlight over it and lost in the 80s. He was photographed there. That's what he did, was shoot people. He was a sniper in World War II. In China, before the war even started. I don't want to digress. I don't want to digress anymore. I don't even know what to say at this point. It's crazy. I want to get into Donald Trump now. The fact that he came out and said, you elect me, you'll find out who knocked down the towers. That's like a minute and a half clip. Well, let's play the second half because we've got time constraints. But first, here he is responding to the Pope that came out today and said, Trump is not a Christian. Well, you know what? The Bible says don't let any man tell you who you got a relationship with. Worry about God. And this Pope, who now is pushing birth control, you know, and all the rest of it, and this Pope who just, listen, either all those other popes were bad and he's good, or he's bad. Because this guy's about as Catholic as the devil worshiper, in my view. Okay? I mean, I just have a big problem with this guy. He's political, he's here, he's attacking, and the media, the controlled media is on his side. What's that tell you? So let's go to this clip.
So it's the response from Donald Trump. It says, if and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, you know, ISIS, their primary trophy, very few people know this. I read this about 2 months ago. Nobody even believed it. Their primary thing, you've seen what they've done all over the Middle East. Their primary goal is to get to the Vatican. That would be their ultimate trophy. They want to do what they did to all of these magnificent artifacts and all of
Absolutely. The
beautiful museums that they've totally destroyed all over the Middle East, right?
All right, that's enough.
There, and I didn't know.
Some of that was recorded on an electric shaving razor. The Vatican has 200-plus foot walls. We put a photo up of that for TV viewers. Or just Google Vatican walls. Biggest, thickest in the world. You go in there, they shoot you. He hasn't taken one refugee in there. We are being flooded. We are being shot up. We are being attacked. We are a joke. The whole world. We have to pay for everybody's health care. We're going bankrupt. They're taking old ladies' houses for back IRS taxes they can't pay, whether they be black, white, Hispanic. Who cries for them? And you sit there and you say, we're racist because we have the most open immigration system in the world? What a creepy old evil-looking man. Creeping around, socialist, dirtbag. Him and Bernie Sanders, you know, ought to marry each other. I mean, I am just sick of it. I can't handle it anymore. And then when people try to hug him and stuff, he's like, don't be greedy. Get away. Don't be selfish. Get away. Oh, look. Oh, not acting so sweet right there. That guy is more evil than, I mean, he's the Black Pope, folks. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's the beast the horror Revelations rides on. I don't know, but I tell you this, he sure fits the bill. They got all this Mark of the Beast. They're getting rid of cash right now. I mean, all hell's breaking loose. They're announcing the family's going to be destroyed. I mean, heaven help us. Stay out of our elections. Sit behind your 200-foot walls with all your... Ugh.